The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All kinds of ridiculous offers over there this week, as always. I am so fired up for today's guest for so many reasons. Number one, it's hard to be more of a journeyman NFL player than I was. You guys that check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, you see all the helmets behind me. Today's guest, Cassius Marsh, even more. I think he's on team 7 in year 8, which is phenomenal. Can't wait to talk to him about that. But also, I love guys that are already thinking about the next step in life. He started CashCardsUnlimited.com. Great business. Great time to start that. All about cards. Brian wants me to ask him about the value of the cards Brian still has. Going to be epic. So glad to have Cassius on the show. It's a new week, which means we will have a new Spread the Word winner via social media. It's the easiest contest to win you'll ever be a part of. Literally, just retweet or like or quote tweet or whatever on any platform, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, either at Ross Tucker NFL or at Ross Tucker Pod. Still have some cool press passes from this season to give out. We'll have a sponsor confirmation email winner. So take advantage of our Manly Bands offer, whatever else you want to take advantage of. And then, of course, the YouTube shout-out. That is the cameo-style shout-out. Plus, there's a bunch of Tebow news we need to get to. I'm telling you, they're going to try to kill the dude. Like, I'm just telling you. But whatever. Good for him. I'm glad. Look, I'm going to tell you later on, by the way, why, whether he gets cut or makes the team, this is an absolute home run for Tim Tebow. But right now, it's big show time.
The big show.
All right. So as promised, I am joined by Cassius Marsh. Again, check him out on social media at KingCash_7191. Cassius, I've followed your career, man. There's a lot to get into, a lot of different stuff. Really appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, brother. I really appreciate it.
All right, so before we get into Cash Cards Unlimited, which is really cool, but also going to get me upset because I sold all my cards like 10 years ago for peanuts, okay? So we'll get into that. I was looking you up, man. I didn't realize. So I've played for 5 teams in 7 years, including Washington twice. Now, I think I have this right. Cassius currently is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it true the Steelers are your 7th team in 8 years?
So we go Seahawks, then we go Patriots and San Fran, then Arizona. And then last year was bonkers. Went to Jacksonville, which is a complete nightmare. And then left there, went to Indy for a little bit. And then Pittsburgh picked me up and ended up there. And then I signed back there this offseason. So, yeah, my career has been Yeah, journeyman's career, man. Pretty similar to yours, man. Just proud to still be playing and have another opportunity to play ball this year.
So you've been around long enough that you know what the deal is, right? So what are the pros and cons of your game? Here's what I always said to people, right? Like, people obviously liked me enough that I kept getting picked up and getting playing time and started, but I obviously wasn't that good that they wanted to keep me for a while. So my deal was I could play like all five spots. If you put me in the game, we wouldn't lose. But like one-on-ones in practice, like you never looked at me and were like, that's the guy we want to be our starting O-lineman. Like that was me. Like, and I can admit that. What are the pros and cons, I'm curious, of your game? Because there's got to be both, right? For you to be getting picked up this many times.
Yeah, I think I've just had a tough time with like situations that I've come into, bad deal with San Fran letting me go after, 2 weeks of free agency. I, play have a career year, had six sacks with them and was second best pass rusher on the team. That was kind of rough for me. And then went to Seattle and that was awful. They did me super wrong. Released me after I was the starter all offseason, which was I'm not too sure about that situation. But as far as my game, man, I know I can rush the passer, and I definitely play special teams really well. So I'm pretty sure that just my ability to get after the quarterback and my ability to make plays on special teams that just kept me around.
Got it. That's a big key for you is what you do on teams. I know. So what would you say is sort of your status with the Steelers right now? Like what are you looking at going into camp?
I'll be right now. I'm the third outside backer right now, and continue to compete for as much playing time as they want to give, and then I'll do my thing on special teams. So I really loved my time with the Steelers. They gave me a shot. I was actually supposed to start the last game of the season, but I got a close contact, which was rough. COVID is just. Ugh, yeah, everybody already knows about that. But yeah, man, the situation is great. I love my time with the Steelers and definitely looking forward to another season with them.
So you haven't been there that long, but I'm from Pennsylvania. So I'm from closer to Philly, but now I live in central PA. And I mean, like the Steelers you never even heard of, or Steelers that played back in the day, they still come around here and get paid money, a lot of money, sign autographs around here. Well, you're a big card guy. Have you noticed yet that there's something different or special about being a Steeler, or have you not been there long enough and there was no fans last year for you to really be able to tell?
No, man, I loved it. The organization is very special. I think that they do a great job of taking care of the guys and letting you be yourself as long as you go out there and make plays. I think they want to put the best players on the field, which is very rare in the NFL. People might be surprised to hear that, but coaches want their guys and dudes who they drafted, and it's always so crazy situational. And so it was very, very refreshing to go to an organization where they really just put the best guys out there. Just great vibes. All the vets on the team are really amazing. Cam Hayward does such a great job of leading the defense, and Joe Hayden is so cool. And I mean, Bud Dupree was very welcoming to me. TJ's was the same way. Everybody in the whole organization was just they're all just good people, man. So I really enjoyed my time, and I think it's a very special place. I mean, in my short time there, I felt very, very connected to the team. And the fans have given me a great amount of support, for the short time that I've been there. But definitely looking forward to playing games this year with some fans, man. They keep telling me that it's like, I'm missing out on something really special. So I'm excited to experience that.
So we mentioned it, seven teams, 8 years. You've seen a lot of guys, right?
Yes.
What is it more than anything else that makes TJ so good? Just seeing him in work and practice, how much of it's physical ability for him? Is he just that technically sound? Like, What is it that makes – I mean, I thought he should have been Defensive Player of the Year last year. Yeah. What is it that makes him so good?
Yeah, well, I mean, physically, he's very talented, stout and explosive. You know, he's got great technique. He's got a very consistent rush. You know, he doesn't do too much. It's not like he's got like a million moves, but his moves are very efficient and obviously work well. And, you know, their system there is amazing. The interior guys do a great job of, you know, freeing up the edge players. They take up a lot of attention there in the middle, you know, Cam and Tuitt and all those guys in there. They do an amazing job. And then their defense is just very aggressive. And they give the edge guys a lot of opportunity to just go, which I think is pretty rare, which I know is actually pretty rare. And especially with like an outside line, like a real outside linebacker position. You know, you a lot of times you do a lot more dropping. But, I mean, TJ's work ethic is incredible. He studies the game. He's very locked in and all the film studies and stuff. He really knows what he's doing, studies the snap counts, does everything that the pros are supposed to do. So, you know, obviously the success that he has reflects, you know, what the work he puts in the week. So,
all right, so you're taking care of business on the field. You're also taking care of business off the field with this Cash Cards Unlimited. I love when guys get something going while they're still playing. It's so smart. I used to be so into cards. I never told my listeners this before. I've been doing this for like 8 years now. I had a baseball card shop and football card shop when I was like in fifth and sixth grade. My buddy and I, and we put flyers all over our small town. All these kids came. We used to make them, Cassius, open up their packs in our store. And whoever they got good, we'd be like, oh, we'll give you three more packs for that Mark McGwire rookie card. We just kept trading and getting their good cards and then giving them more packs to rip open. But like, it died. Like, I mean, this is back in like 1989, Upper Deck and all that stuff. I didn't even realize till like Lefko and some guys I know were telling me the last couple of years that cards got hot again. So I guess we'll start with you and the passion you have for it to start the business.
Yeah, man. I've been into trading cards like always. You know, obviously I had sports cards growing up just like everybody else. But I was super, super into Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And then I found Magic the Gathering when I was like 11. So I've been very, very into trading cards. And, you know, since I've been in the NFL, I've had sponsorships off the field with that type of stuff. So that's really been, you know, my side hustle, something that I've always wanted to do off the field. And then, you know, when I've been prepping to start the business, start a trading card shop when I get done. But the market started going crazy. So I had to act, and me and my best friend just like made the decision to go ahead and do it. And it was just the best decision we could have made, man. We secured so many great partnerships. We've got a Panini Direct contract, which is, you know, super huge within this industry. And, you know, we've been able to secure a ton of great partnerships and really, really explode in our first 3 months and do really well and make a lot of money, which has been a beautiful thing. So I'm definitely very proud of what we've been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time. But it's with the market doing what it is, man, if you have a trading card shop right now, then you're prospering. If you're doing it the right way and you have cards, people want to buy them. So it's really not that hard. I don't think, man, because like the demand on these cards are just incredible.
But why? Like, what happened the last couple of years that cards are so popular again?
I mean, okay, so from a sports card perspective, I think that now that athletes are so incredibly influential and you know, there's so much more access to them now. Like, people want to, you know, have things. They want to be closer to them. They want to, you know, and collecting has always been a huge thing. So for as far as like the sports world is concerned, I think that now people see these things as like art, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to buy like these old crazy art pieces. I'd much rather have, you know what I mean, a Tom Brady rookie card or a LeBron James rookie card or a Michael Jordan rookie card. Like I think our generation, the people who are starting to kind of come up on a lot of money now, like that's what they're interested in. And then on the other side of that, there's Pokemon, there's Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering, like Dragon Ball Super, all this stuff, like all that fantasy world type trading card games, man. Those they've been thriving and being while at the same time being unpopular. You know, for the most part, when I was growing up, you got made fun of for that type of stuff. Like if you were collecting Pokemon cards after you were like 12 years old, or Yu-Gi-Oh or any of that type of stuff, like you know, you were a nerd and you were kind of frowned upon, like and made fun of, and you know what I mean? Those kids, you know, those people really went through it. And now that it's popular and it's popping and people love it, it's crazy to see how those same people now have millions of like have made millions on selling their collections and just doing what they've been doing over years, man. It's pretty incredible how it's flipped.
So, Cassius, is your business more like people coming into a store in person, or is it more online? What do you guys do?
It's both. It's both. So we have a brick and mortar store, which we have a showroom, that you come in, buy cards, you can open them there and have a good time. Then we also have a VIP lounge where our big buyers, they pay for a membership and we set up a space for them to chill, open their cards, you know, have a drink, you know, socialize, network. We've got a bunch of different sponsorships that, you know, we've got like drinks and food available for them to just kick it, open their cards and have a nice space to really relax. And then we also, for the online portion of the business, we have Cash Cards Unlimited, which is our obviously our website, but we do Instagram Live where we do live box breaks. We stream on YouTube and do live box breaks through there for our sports guys. Laces Out Box Breakers is what they're called, and they do a great job. They break basketball and football. And then me and actually Blake Martinez have been doing some really big Pokemon box breaks, where we do like live auction style breaks, and we take like old school vintage cards and we auction them off live on stream, which has been really profitable as well. So there's a lot of different parts to our business, but we're definitely a very versatile business. We also grade cards as well, so we do a lot at Cash Cards.
All right, so I'm glad you mentioned that about grading cards, because I think I told you off air maybe, but I don't know. So I retired in 08. It probably was 2010 or 2011. I took all my cards I had growing up, all my autographs, and I just, you know, I'm married, I got two kids, like the stuff in my office here, like those are my game balls and helmets. Like I got my jerseys framed. Like I just didn't need, I didn't need that other stuff. You know what I mean? So I took it to some auction house and sold it all for like peanuts. And I had a lot of good things, like a lot of good things. But my producer, Brian, he still has a bunch of cards. So like, how does he go about getting his cards graded?
So I'm busy. Hey, Mom. I'll be up out there in a minute. Sorry, my mom popped in, want to say hello.
That's awesome. I love it.
How do you get cards graded? It's actually very hard right now. So if you don't know somebody who has a direct relationship with like with PSA, which is the number one grading company, or Beckett, if you don't have like one of those relationships, it's actually very expensive and takes a long time to get your cards graded. We have a relationship with a company called HGA. It's a new company. They use AI to grade cards. And there's a ton of new companies coming up right now. It's a huge thing because grading your cards is what provides that real value, because they're protected. You know the quality of the card and it's encased forever. So, but for your producer, we could definitely help him out at Cash Cards. or we can help, you know, get them into contact with somebody who works with PSA. But that's the best way to get sports cards graded right now. PSA is definitely the top graded company right now, and they do a great job, man. They do. So there's a lot of grading companies out there, but definitely for like the big time sports cards, you're going to want to take it to PSA.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that. So thank you very much.
But... Yeah, I got you, man. Just let me know.
Brian's got a side hustle too. Stop trying to get a side hustle, Brian. Your hustle should be my podcast network. What about just a couple more questions, Cassius? Autographs on the cards.
Yeah.
Good or no?
Like,
is that popular right now to have the card signed, or does it really a big deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It adds value. So like, if you got like a base, Justin Herbert, right? And somehow, some way you're able to get that card graded, the value is definitely much higher. Because the signature, but the problem with when you sign them like that is that you have to get them authenticated. That's where the grading process comes in, is they authenticate the signatures and all that stuff. But when you get most of the, like a lot of the cards that you get now, the auto cards, like from a pack, those are the biggest value ones. Like for football, it's the on-card auto patch cards that are out of like under 25. Those are the big hitter cards right there. But yeah, if you have a card with signature, the added signatures, it definitely raises the value significantly.
What about these NFT things? I really don't even know what they are, but I know where they're big.
Man, NFTs are crazy, bro. They're basically trading cards mixed with cryptocurrency is pretty much what they are, bro. They are the new wave for like the trading card collectible space. They're becoming huge in like in music and in movies and stuff. It's just another way to create something exclusive for people to collect. You know, a lot of these NFTs, they drop at a very limited number, and they're a trip, bro. It's a brand new market, and so there's a lot of them out there. It's kind of similar to like 2017 when everybody was creating a different cryptocurrency. You know what I mean? There was just like 1,000 of them. And so right now, because NFTs have been making so much money for people, there's just a ton of it coming out. You know what I mean? And it's non-fungible tokens are a trip. They're definitely a part of the future. They're the new wave. I'm interested to see how it evolves.
Last question, because I'm about to talk about him because he officially signed on Thursday or Friday or whatever it is. Let's say Tebow would sign with the Steelers to play tight end, okay? You're playing outside backer. I'm going to make a point. No matter what you say, I'm going to say something. But Tebow's at tight end trying to block you. What is going through your head?
Abuse this man?
I knew it. I told everybody.
He's a quarterback, dude. Listen, I respect Tim Tebow because he was, you can see how fierce a competitor he is. You know what I mean? And so I respect that portion of it, but you know, he's a quarterback, you know? But I don't sleep on any man. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely, you know, be prepared for him to come put his best foot forward. You know what I mean? The guy, so one of the greatest college football players to do it. And, you know, he had some success in the league, even though it was short-lived. But, yeah, if he lines up in front of me, my thought when anybody lines up in front of me is abusing. But, you know, he's a quarterback, so it's probably a little bit extra when it comes to if a quarterback is lining up against me trying to block me.
All right, so here's the deal. Everybody needs to check him out on social media at KingCash_7191 and check out his website, CashCardsUnlimited.com. Very cool conversation. Look, I know a lot of my listeners and viewers on YouTube, they're into trading cards. So what better way to do it than with a guy that's still playing for the Steelers? Awesome. Cassius, thank you so much, man.
I appreciate it, man. Definitely take a look at our YouTube guys, Laces Out Boxbreaker. They kill it, man. And I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. Enjoyed my time, and it was a great conversation, man. I'll talk to you guys soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Cassius.
All right, fellas.
There he is, Cassius Marsh. Very, very cool. I knew it would be. You know, we've had a bunch of big-name guests on recently. That was as enjoyable, if not more, than any of them. Can't wait to get the feedback from you guys. Speaking, by the way, of collector's items and things that are hot right now, Manly Bands is here to rescue you from an otherwise hellish band buying experience. Manly Bands are awesome. I've got a couple of them. They've got the ring sizer. So you first figure out, you know, how big your ring finger is. And then they've got all kinds of cool bands you can choose from. Gold, wood, antler, steel, dinosaur bone, meteorites. Very cool. I wanted one. I already had a wedding band, but I wanted a second one to wear as a change up every once in a while, to wear and change things up. Check it out. I'm rocking it. You guys can rock it as well. To order your Manly Band and get 21% off plus a free silicone ring, go to manlybands.com/Ross. That's manlybands.com/Ross for 20% off Manly Bands. The best darn rings, period. Tuck
Takes. All right, Ross, let's start today with the Jaguars. As we were recording on Thursday, it happened right when we were about to sign off. Tim Tebow signs as a tight end to the minimum salary.
Look, all I got to say about that is you heard what Cassius said. I told you guys last week that that would be the mindset. I'm going to try to abuse this man. I'm going to try to kill this dude. There's no way I'm letting a quarterback block me. I hope they have a lot of camera footage of what happens in Jacksonville. I think he's going to try really hard. I think it's going to be quite the wake-up call for him to try to block defensive ends like Cassius. Ducks
takes. Tebow also had the five highest selling items on NFLShop.com over the weekend, according to Adam Schefter.
So two different things here, okay? Number one, for all the people buying the Tebow items, it feels like it's unlikely he would make the team. So on some level, those feel like really short-term, short-sighted investments, unless you look at them as collector's items. You love Tim Tebow, and to be able to have an 85 Tebow jersey for the rest of your life just because you support the young man and maybe you're a Florida Gators fan, I get it. Here's the point I talked about earlier, though, Bri, that I want to hit home. Either way, Tebow wins. You know, if he makes the team, he gets the salary, it's a great story, whatever. Even if he doesn't, this just gave him another five-year boost for all the marketing stuff he does, all the speaking engagements, never give up, keep trying, all of that stuff. It just enhances all of it. Either way, Tebow wins. Ducks
takes. One last news item from the Jaguars. Our special teams coordinator, Brian Schneider, taking some time away from the team for personal reasons.
Well, whatever is going on with Schneider, good luck to him. Thoughts and prayers, never have any idea what it is. We've all had at different points in our life, personal reasons, family issues, whatever it is. So hopefully he gets that squared away. Ducks
takes. The Washington football team released tackle Morgan Moses. The Raiders released David Irving. And the Niners released Marquise Lee and signed Benny Fowler.
Right. So we knew that the Morgan Moses release might come because Morgan was allowed to look for a trade, making a bunch of money. And Washington essentially swapped out Moses for guys like Charles Leno and Sam Cosmi in the second round. Raiders releasing David Irving. If you're a guy whose past is as troubled as Irving's, when you get an opportunity, you need to do everything right. Pretty clearly, Irving didn't do that. And so the Raiders weren't going to have it. They realized early on it wasn't going to work. And that's the same way with the Niners, with Marquise Lee, evidently. He was only there for a week. Now, this guy's not going to cut it for us. It's a tough – like, they don't give you a lot of chances. You got to make the most of your chance. You got to make the most of your first impression. Otherwise, they will move on. Hopefully, you guys like the first impression we make on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I know a bunch of you still haven't checked it out. I don't know why. There's exclusive content showing my home studio and me chugging a beer and my exercise room and speaking engagement stuff and my daughters and all kinds of different highlight clips from the other shows. Just go to youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL and check it out. Other than that, shout outs, Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com. We will have the AFC South on today's college draft podcast, going through every selection in the AFC South. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.